Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
I want to give you a chance to respond to the CEO of NPR. She's claiming that the cuts to their network will, quote, be a real risk to public safety of the country. Murkowski has argued that public broadcasting stations save lives. Could you respond to these concerns?
The NPR CEO said cutting NPR will be a risk to public safety. I am not sure how NPR helps the public safety of our country, but I do know that NPR, unfortunately, has become really just a propaganda voice for the left. Just a few examples for you. In 2020, NPR refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop scandal in the run-up to the election. They said their assertions don't amount to much, writing they did not want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. That does not sound like an unbiased opinion. That sounds like a partisan opinion to me. And this is a taxpayer-funded organization. In 2018, that same CEO that you're talking about called the president in the Oval Office, who nearly 80 million Americans elected, she called him racist, shared a photo of herself wearing a Biden for President campaign hat, serves on the board of a Soros-funded activist group. In 2020, PBS's White House correspondent at the time characterized President Trump's speech then at Mount Rushmore as a love letter to white resentment, promoting the myth of America. In 2017, PBS devoted an entire panel talking about what it means to be woke and white privilege. In 2023, PBS's Washington Week roundtable covered up Joe Biden's clear mental divide. That's actually quite the clip. I would encourage all of you to look at it. These are not honest news organizations. These are partisan left-wing outlets that are funded by the taxpayers. And this administration does not believe it's a good use of the taxpayers' time.
Oh, the poor dying legacy media. I mean, this is not the way you want to go out. You want to go quietly into the night with at least some dignity intact, but not when you're NPR. Not when you're CNN or MSNBC, all outlets that are literally deflating right before our very eyes. Now, what you just saw there was White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt absolutely tearing into NPR, and deservedly so. You'll notice the pattern here in that question that she was asked by the reporter. If you cut NPR funding, then people are going to die, aren't they? That's the pattern that the corrupt DC establishment relies on. The CEO of NPR is claiming that the cuts to their network could be a real risk to the public safety of the country. Note the pattern. If you cut off our money, people could die. This is the tired, old, worn out playbook that the crooks in DC have been relying on for decades now, and no one buys it anymore. I mean, we saw it when Doge discovered that USAID was nothing more than a financial slush fund for left-wing interest groups at taxpayer expense. When USAID got exposed, what was the first thing all the USAID workers and the legacy media unanimously screamed about? But the children, American children, AIDS prevention around the world. Do you remember Bono? Remember Bono on the Joe Rogan show when he made the ridiculous claim, the utterly preposterous claim that 300,000 people had already died because of the elimination of USAID. Do you remember? I kid you not. Take a look.
Just recent report. It's not proven, but the surveillance enough suggests 300,000 people have already died from just this cutoff, this hard cut of USAID. So there's food rotting in boats, in warehouses.
Now, not to get too far afield here, but the problem there is that everything Bono just said there, literally everything, not only comes from a single source and a dubious one at that, but he got it completely wrong, which suggests to me that Bono had no idea where that figure of 300,000 deaths came from. He's just parroting what he's heard. He's done none of his own fact-checking. And I mean, he's obviously failed to actually confirm the source of those figures he's citing, because if he did, he would have found that that is precisely not what this one single source was saying. That 300,000 deaths figure comes solely from a speculative model put out by a professor by the name of Brooke Nichols, who's a mathematical health modeler at Boston University. And he fully admitted it's not an actual count. That 300,000 figure was never intended to be interpreted as something that's actually already happened. So basically, Bono was lying there. He was blatantly lying. It's not an actual count. The 300,000 is a projection, and a dubious one at that, because it makes all kinds of assumptions. Again, I don't want to get too far afield here, but that's the pattern that these corrupt Washington bureaucrats and their pathetic celebrity apologists always default to. If you cut off our money, your taxpayer money to us, people will die. That's the path. They hide their corruption behind the veneer of possible human suffering. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And the beauty is no one's buying it anymore. No one. NPR stretched the credulity of that narrative to utterly absurd lengths to desperately try to keep their funding, which, of course, has now been officially cut as a result of the latest rescissions bill that passed Congress. And we're going to see precisely why these corrupt bureaucrats absolutely deserved to have their cord cut, and why, with taxpayer funding coming to an end, they're already starting to rage quit. You are going to absolutely love this. But first, we're not just fighting an information war. There's another war that's happening that many of us don't know about, and it's in your gut. There's a battle between good and bad bacteria going on inside you right now that can determine the health of the whole of your body. And here's how you're going to win that battle. Kimchi One for Bright Core Nutrition is the fermented superfood your body needs to arm the good guys with the right weapons to defeat the bad actors once and for all. All health starts in the gut, so putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health, your heart, your brain, even the quality of your skin and the growth of your hair. Containing over 900 strains of beneficial bacteria in each capsule, Kimchi One supports healthy digestion, fortifies your immune system, and helps detoxify your body. Gang, I take it every morning and I absolutely love it. Kimchi has also been shown to reduce risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines by curbing appetite and naturally boosting your metabolism. Kimchi One is all natural, non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, and 100% made right here in the USA. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order, or for an even better deal, call my friends at BrightCar for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. During the debate over slashing funding for NPR, their radical leftist CEO actually had the gall to dare critics to show her a single biased story ever published by NPR. Well, let's just say that the backlash to that challenge was merciless, to say the least. I mean, obviously. Here's just a sampling of the headlines that you would read on a daily basis from NPR. Abortion is also about racial justice, experts and advocates say. Freaking experts and advocates say. I mean, abortion is about racial justice, and we're supposed to actually take that seriously. Or how about this one? There's no neutral. Nice white people can still be complicit in a racist society. Or how about this? Experiencing racism may physically change your brain. Or this one, Joe Biden is healthy and vigorous, according to doctor's report. Or do you remember when, of course, the whole Hunter Biden laptop story broke? NPR refused to cover it. NPR ignored it. The managing editor, Terrence Samuels, said, quote, "We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions in this election. Nothing to see here. Move on." And of course, we could keep going on and on and on. From race-based narratives to selective censorship, NPR's documented pattern of left-wing, radical, woke, liberal bias is extensive and it is unmistakable. And now, like with USAID, their left-wing slush fund has been dried up. It's over. There's no more taxpayer dollars to leech off of anymore. And so now, the meltdowns from inside NPR have begun, and it's delicious. The latest is NPR's editor-in-chief, Edith Chapin, their top editor. She's out the door just days after Congress finally axed federal funding for public broadcasting. Now, Chapin's trying to save face. She's claiming that her resignation was already in motion before Congress acted the way it did. But let's be real. The timing here could not possibly be more obvious, coming right as funding gets yanked. She's frankly being accused by others of rage quitting, of jumping ship as NPR begins to inevitably sink. Again, this is precisely what we saw with USAID. It got exposed for being nothing more than a slush fund for far-left activists and organizations, most especially Act Blue, right, the primary fundraising arm for the Democrats. And once the funding got yanked, once the money dried up, lo and behold, Act Blue is going defunct. What do you know? It was artificially propped up by our tax dollars. It's the same thing that's going to inevitably happen to NPR. Without taxpayer dollars to artificially prop them up, they are inevitably going the way of the dodo bird. And I can assure them they will not, absolutely not, in any way, shape, or form ever be missed. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to AmericaAwaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.